The Tory MP said on Friday he believed Islamists had got control of the London mayor. In a new statement, he says he won't apologise because he thinks he's right and to say sorry would be a sign of weakness. He also says his words were born out of sheer frustration at what is happening to our beautiful capital city. Pro-Palestinian protests in London have featured placards considered by Jewish people to be anti-Semitic. Mr. Khan has described Mr. Anderson's initial remarks as Islamophobic and racist.
The competition regulator is starting an investigation into 8 house building firms over concerns about information sharing. It follows a year-long inquiry by the CMA into what it calls persistent shortfalls in the number of new homes being completed. The watchdog's chief executive, Sarah Cassell, says it's urging government to overhaul planning rules.
What we've seen is a system that is lengthy, it's costly, it's unpredictable, and it's complex, and that is not delivering the number of planning applications that are needed to support the housing need that we see. There's a huge shortfall here.
The Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority has announced his government is resigning. Mohammed Shtayyeh says the next stage of the conflict requires new political arrangements. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died earlier this month, claimed corrupt officials living in London are helping Vladimir Putin's regime. He made the comments in an interview recorded 4 years before his death. Farmers have been spraying riot police in Brussels with manure as they protest against cheap imports and free trade deals. They also set fire to piles of tyres. And Marks and Spencer's has been rated the nation's favourite supermarket for the third year running. Shoppers gave it 5 out of 5 stars. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Ruth, for generally overcast today. But after all the recent rain, we're pleased to know it's supposed to be dry. Although, having said that, it was spitting with rain on my way in, but who knows. If it's only 8 degrees, though, and that's going to be much more cooler than it has been of late, and that value is going to dip to a mere 1 degree overnight. There may be a few glimpses of the sun tomorrow, but a little change in temperature is expected. Looking further ahead, Wednesday should be mainly dry and bright before more mainly light rain arrives on Thursday and Friday. As for temperatures, we should achieve 11 degrees on both Wednesday and Thursday before it dips back down to 9 on Friday.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight!
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
To make me take the blame, but while you hung me out to dry, down came the rain and it poured, and it clouded my mind. And as I faced all my demons, it flooded out your. Bring it on! so busy running and hiding from your demons just to stop you feeling. Bring it on. I'm already down on my knees. Give it your all and I'll let it wash over me.
In the final week of February, and it's Scott Ross back with you on Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 show. That was Louise Parker who says bring it on, and I hope it will bring it on for the next couple of hours. Now on this show today we're going to be telling you about the battery charger that could potentially bring the country to its knees, and why a state lottery refused to pay out against the winning ticket. But before all that, I must of course thank the award winning Michelle Ward and Chris Booth from Cats for the past 3 hours of sensational radio. And all being well, Michelle will return from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. So let's hit the road running now with Britney Spears.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling?
Do I hang on? Who's in my hands when I'm down?
Britney Spears and Toxic. Well, she's certainly not toxic, I can tell you. Thanks to you, the Brentwood Food Bank, who, as you know, are part of the Trussell Trust, are able to support around 200 local people every week. In fact, no less than 8,925 local people were helped just last year. And it's not uncommon for a mother who's not eaten for days so that her children can eat to turn up at the food bank for help. And with energy prices along with everything else on the up, they really need your urgent and continued support. But note, it's not just food they dispense. For example, Christians Against Poverty can provide help with managing debt, and every Wednesday, Peabody are on site to help with housing and benefit difficulties. Now, I know that the food bank would particularly like to express their thanks to Child's Farm for a large donation of sample products for the babies and young children whose parents have been referred to the food bank. And with Easter on the horizon, it'd be great if you could spare the odd Easter egg or two. Getting in touch with them is easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224 528. That's a Brentwood number, 01277 224 528. And of course, you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thanks for your continued support. And here's Anastasia.
Can't find it. Thought you were sent from up above, but you and me never had love. So much more I have to say. Help me find a way. And I wonder if you know.
98 FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this. We go.
Seems out of place, but
Yeah, springing from way back when, it's the Spinners there and Rubber Band Man. Now, of course, we've got a very interconnected world these days. So, who could have imagined that a charger for electric cars would have to be withdrawn from the market over fears that it could be used by unscrupulous people to conduct cyber attacks against the national grid? But it's all true. The popular charger Copper SB has been flagged due to its failure to comply with stringent cyber security laws enacted in 2021. Now, apparently, this is all due to the fact that for user convenience, the device can be connected to the internet, allowing it to be controlled by a smartphone. As a result, hackers potentially operating from adversarial nations could theoretically seize control and, by activating the devices en masse, orchestrate a coordinated attack, triggering widespread electrical blackouts. It has to be stressed that so far no evidence has been found of a flaw within this particular model, but authorities are sufficiently concerned to withdraw the product from sale, but units already installed at homes will not be recalled. Well, I guess it's a bit risky, but there you are. Vulnerabilities of our increasingly connected world are now coming to light, even from seemingly benign devices where the stability of our national infrastructure is hanging in the balance. So, just to emphasize that point, here's Albert Hammond.
Free electric band.
Matt Hammond there with the free electric band. Careful where you plug it in.
Phoenix FM travel news.
We still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's for Ingatestone and Gallywood, and that's for resurfacing work. And just note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on 3 Mile Hill, the A414, but you have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. Temporary traffic signals operating on the A1023 London Road in Brentwood at the junction with Spittle Lane. We have two-way traffic signals operating on the A128 just south to the south of Brentwood at the junction with Hogarth Avenue. And gas main work on Friars Lane Avenue at Priest Lane could also hold you up. And north of Billericay, a closure is affecting Mount Nessing Road at Old Church Lane. There's also a closure in place affecting the junction of the A129 at Tye Common Road. Now let's take a look at public transport. First of all, note that the landslip and a separate obstruction on the track between London Paddington and Heathrow terminals and Reading's means that trains are running late between these stations and may be severely delayed, revised or cancelled. Can't see any particular problems, though, on C2C or Greater Anglia. There is a delay to the Southend Victoria, the train for Southend Victoria at 1:19. It doesn't actually specify what the delay is. As far as London Transport is concerned, just note that Bakerloo Line is having minor delays between Harrow and Wealdstone and Stainbridge Park due to a signal failure at Harrow and Wealdstone. There's a part suspension affecting the Elizabeth Line between Harlington and Reading due to an earlier tree on the track at Burnham, and severe delays on the rest of the line with Underground accepting valid tickets on if you are delayed. The Piccadilly line also suffering from severe delays between Hyde Park Corner and Comp Foster's. That's due to an earlier faulty train. And there's a part suspension on the tram service between Lloyd Park and New Addington due to emergency engineering work. And we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past two, but at very nearly 1:31, you are fully up to date. And now here's Buzzkill Joy.
I don't want to go out today. I want to be free to sit at home with me and be by myself and my thoughts when I'm all alone on my own. Thinking about the times that I've been here before. I'm thinking, sinking and drinking, so I sit in bed and I just close the door. They all ask why I'm alone and say that there's a big difference in lonely and being alone. I just wanna be where I know that I've been before. So I don't wanna come
happy all alone. That's Buzzkill Joy. And just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Monday's edition of the 1-2-3 Show, right here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping Radio Bath alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey will be along on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive, and joining Joe this afternoon will be another Joe, Joe Raymond from Frontline Partnership, together with musicians Allison and support worker Kaylee from the Music Man Project satellite group in Brentwood. At 6, Andy Gardner will be creeping in under the radar. The Vixter will be here at 8, encouraging you to turn it up. And then from 10, Captain Hughes will be occupying the chair in your house until the witching hour, following which we have 7 hours of non-stop music on Destination Dawn.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time. 98
FM.
Bite your tongue, you don't know why or where I'm coming from. But in my head, I'm close to you. We're in the rain, still searching for the sun. It's gone. Boy, it's gone. So close your eyes and feel the way I'm with you now. Believe there's nothing.
London with lonely hearts. Oh, the warmth in your eyes swept me into your arms. Was it love or fear of the cold that led us through the night?
to every kiss, your beauty trumped my doubt. And my God that I once loved was the same that sent me into your arms. Oh, and pestilence is won when you are lost and I am gone, and no hope, no hope will overcome.
If your stripe strikes at your sleeve,
shivering in those winter winds, that was Mumford and Sons. And kicking off the Love Stone for this hour, it was James Morrison and Undiscovered.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandon Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, you may be undiscovered at the moment, but it's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night this very evening between 8 and 10 p.m, taking place at the Essex Arms, 10 Wally Hill, here in Brentwood. So if you're in good form, good voice tonight, head on down there, because all tracks are recorded and a selection will be played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10 a.m. So that's all happening between 8 and 10 this evening. It's all hosted by our very own Kev Piggott between 8 and 10 p.m. The Phoenix FM Open Mic Night at the Essex Arms, 10 Wally Hill, here in Brentwood. This and indeed every Monday night at the same time.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, we just heard Mumford and Sons shivering in those winter winds, but looking forward to the summer right now. Squeeze.
FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Football on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Candle calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your hand. Let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Yeah, so all the hand and I. Oh yeah, baby.
I know I've played that track a few times recently, but I like it and I have the power. So there. That, of course, is the Black Crowes and So Hard to Handle. And here's the Pet Shop Boys. Shop Boys there doing a bit of domino dancing. You ever tried that? No, me neither. Anyway, hold it just where you are, as we've a lot more to come after the news at 2. And to take us there and feeling her way in the world is Nina Nesbitt.
I'm just finding my way. hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.